Hi, this is Steve from Thunder Basin Ford, and here's the latest news from the Basin Radio Network.
Wyoming Senator hits President Joe Biden hard on energy. I'm Chris Brenta with your news. Wyoming Senator Cynthia Lummis has criticized the Biden administration's Department of Interior decision to temporarily ban any new energy leases or permits on federal lands. Lummis and other Senate colleagues have vowed to overturn the ban in order to ensure Biden can't restrict new federal leases or permits without congressional approval. In a statement, Lummis says Biden, quote, took divisive actions to devastate Wyoming's economy. Make no mistake, Biden's ban is a strike on the heart of Wyoming jobs, families, and communities, end quote. Lummis also said this action will kill jobs and raise gas and energy prices. Now, Biden is taking steps to reach his goal and campaign promise to eliminate power generation from fossil fuels by the year 2035. Now, let's get a statewide coronavirus case update in Wyoming. With that, here's Reese Monaco with the Cowboy State News Network.
As of this morning, the Wyoming Department of Health is reporting 1,756 active cases of the virus in the state, with 326 active cases in Natrona County, 279 in Teton County, 209 in Uinta County, and 149 in Laramie County. On January 23rd, there were 65 hospitalizations across the state, 20 at Cheyenne Regional Medical Center, and 12 at Wyoming Medical Center in Casper.
Thanks, Reese. As of now in Wyoming, COVID-19 cases and hospitalizations are down a tad. That was a cited reason why Governor Mark Gordon has made changes to his health guidelines, easing gathering restrictions. Those new guidelines start tomorrow. Oh, hey, did you flip on the radio or our stream and I was right in the middle of news and you missed something? No worries. Just go to basinsradio.com to hear the full report. I'm Chris Brentel.